The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Miat from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Rally Outlaws for the week of October 3rd, 2025. Remember that we don't bowl in Raleigh tonight. This is the weekend for the SPAA tournament in Hampton. When we come back on October 10th, sanction fees will be due if you haven't paid them already. And we'll be looking toward our annual get-a-thon and bake sale on Halloween. There have been some team changes this year, and as a result, there will be 3 weeks throughout the season when your team will bowl against a lane with a blind score. This will only be different for you in that those weeks, you will not have an opponent on your pair of lanes. You still need to pay and bowl as usual. This ensures that everyone has the same opportunity to get their games in for the season and simplifies record keeping. We do plan to have empty lanes available for any subs not needed on the other 7 teams to have a place to bowl. This will ensure that they'll never want to bowl and not have a lane to do so. We do still want people to call and let us know they are coming though. Leticia will assign subs to fill open spots and anyone else can bowl alongside us. Please use this calling number and even if you have Leticia's cell phone. She is using the voicemail feature to keep track of people who call. The calling number for people who want a sub and people who want to sub is 919-830-6707. Leticia asks that you not call before 8 on Sunday and to call by 5 on Wednesday if you need to be out. Challenged athlete grant applications opened up on October 1st and will close November 14. If you need help with your application, please call Leticia no later than October 15th at 919-830-6707. Annual sanction fee is $20 for ABBA and $6 for SBBA, for a total annual sanction amount of $26. This will be due to the league no later than the first night of bowling in October, October 10th. Weekly dues are $17. Please be considerate of your team captain and get change before you get to the lane. If you like to donate the extra $3, we won't turn it down. We will have a bylaws committee meeting on October 23rd. More details to be announced. Exciting news, we are working on getting our office 5013 status. Many thanks to the UNC Law School students helping with this project. ABBA Fall Mailographic Tournament entry deadline is Friday, October 17th. One thing that came out of the national tournament meeting last spring was a change in the mailographics. There will now be 2 ABBA mailographic tournaments each year, one bowled in the moment of November and one bowled in February. The entry fee will be $10, and entries are due to Sandy no later than October 20. So the outlaw deadline will be Friday, October 17, and will bowl the tournament the night of Friday, November 7. You must have your sanctions paid to bowl in this tournament. For sale, 15-pound bowling ball and drilled, $75 or best offer. Matt in our pro shop says it's a $100 ball. Email me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. This is the one I won at the tournament in Cleveland in May. It's too heavy for me, so I like to sell it. I'll be in Hampton as SBBA and have it with me. First person who has dollar gets it. Name change. The former Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has had a name change approved by the Raleigh City Council effective October 18, 2025. The committee is now known as the Raleigh Commission for Persons with Disabilities. Meetings are still the third Thursday of the month at 12 noon at the Pathway Center, 900 South Wilmington Street, at the corner of MLK Junior Boulevard, and the public is welcome to attend. Insightful Visionaries is having a hidden gem talent show. Event date, Sunday, October 26, 2025. Time, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Showtime. Location, 3633 Capital Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27604, Holy Tree Harris Park Shopping Center, Rear. Mistresses of Ceremony, Lisa Bostick and Olivia Graham. Tickets, $10 per person, $5 per child under 12. Contact phone, 919-890-0117. Email, dhegadhering@space3634, The Gathering Space 3634 at gmail.com. Arts Essex will host an exhibition by artist Annie Leist, entitled Annie Leist, Real Paintings, from October 3rd, December 12. There will be an opening reception on Friday, October 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. with an opportunity to meet the artist at the Arts Essex Gallery, located on the ground floor on the corner of South Blount Street and East Carabet Street in downtown Raleigh. The street address is 444 South Blount Street, Suite 115B, Raleigh, NC 27601. Any list artwork evokes the light, color, and life of public spaces from the perspective of a pedestrian with low vision. Originally from North Carolina, she currently lives and works in New York City. Real Paintings marks Leist's first solo exhibition in her home state since 2017. The exhibition includes fresh reflections on familiar elements of urban architecture, including revolving doors, crosswalks, and scaffolding. The exhibition takes its name, however, from a brand new project exploring the tension between the world according to AI and the one created by the painter. Essex information. We are committed to creating an inclusive exhibition environment. For this exhibition, there are both Braille and large print gallery guides, Braille labels, an audio description for all the artwork on view. For further Essex requests, feedback, or to request ASL interpreters for the October 3rd event, please email christian@artsessexinc.org. Please request ASL by September 26th. Raleigh Wide Open Music, presented by PNC Bank, is coming October 3rd and 4th, 2025. Produced by Pine Cone, this downtown festival is rooted in Raleigh, featuring live bluegrass, Americana, gospel, folk, and R&B plus an art market, food, drink, and fun for the whole family. Best of all, it's free. Added to the fun, Gransky Bluegrass and JJ Gray and Mofro will play a ticketed show Friday evening, October 3rd. Right next door in Red Hat Amphitheater. And the festival will get an early start on Thursday evening, October 2nd, with a free kickoff celebration at the corner at NC State Centennial Campus. You can see the entire lineup at RaleighWideOpen.com/headliners. Raleigh Wide Open's producer, Pinecone, is committed to reducing barriers to participation related to disabilities and aging. We offer a variety of accessibility accommodations and services, including sighted guide services for blind and low vision attendees, accessible viewing areas at each stage, ticketed accessible seating at the Red Hat Amphitheater, assistive listening devices at the Red Hat Amphitheater. More information can be found here. To arrange assistance or for further questions, please email us or call us at 919-664-8333. Where are the ADA accessible drop-off locations? There are two designated ADA accessible drop-off locations close to the festival. One is at the end of Fairbale Street off Lanoy Street, and the other is at the intersection of South Salisbury Street and West Martin Street. You'll find these areas marked on our festival map here. Accessible Arts Gathering to Celebrate Inclusion in the Arts. The Durham Arts Council will host an artist showcase on Friday, October 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. to celebrate inclusion. Featured artists will be Jennifer Latham Robertson, musician, Calvin Scooby Morsey, storyteller, and Jonah Lewitz, comedian. The show is free and open to the public. Accessibility services including ASL interpretation, audio description, and other accommodations will be provided. If you have questions about accessibility or other matters, please email bejolubjol@outlook.com or call 919-271-3001. The Governor Moorhead School for the Blind Foundation will host a fundraising event with food, drinks, and auction items entitled Season of Giving on Thursday, November 6th at Transvaal Food Hall in downtown Raleigh. Save the date. Details to come. The Fayetteville Lions Club has invited everyone to participate in a fundraising bowling tournament on Saturday, November 15. See details below. Fayetteville Community Lions Club Bowling Tournament. Dear friends, family, and community members, we are excited to invite you to join us for an afternoon of fun, fellowship, and fundraising at a Strikeout for Our Causes bowling tournament. As members of the Fayetteville Community Lions Club, we believe in the power of community coming together to support those in need, and we can't think of a better way to do it than with strike spirits and smiles. Date, Saturday, November 15, 2025. Time, 12 p.m. Noon. Location, Lafayette Bowling Lanes, 3313 Rayford Road, Fayetteville, NC 28303. Entry fee, $40 per person, $160 per team for four players. Grand prize, win $200. Special feature, 50-50 raffle. Why your participation matters. When you bowl with us, you're not just having fun, you're making a real difference in our community. Your entry fee and participation directly supports our virtual causes. Blindness prevention, supporting vision care and eye health initiatives for those who need it most. Diabetes awareness, promoting education and life-saving support for diabetes management. Childhood cancer research, funding critical research and supporting families facing this challenge. LUPAD support, providing essential resources and assistance for LUPAD patients in our area. Why bowl with us? Fun competition for all skill levels. Whether you are a seasoned pro or a complete beginner, everyone can participate and join the friendly competition. Support virtual community causes. Your participation directly funds blindness prevention, diabetes and awareness, childhood cancer research, and lupus support. Experience bowling with a disability. Gain valuable perspective through our special awareness activity that promotes understanding and empathy. Prizes and awards. Exciting recognition and rewards for various categories and achievements. Food and refreshments available by bowling lanes. Delicious snacks and drinks conveniently available right at the venue. Family-friendly event. Perfect opportunity for quality time with loved one while supporting great causes. Registration information. Individual and team registration. Sign up solo or gather three friends for a complete team. Space is limited. Don't wait. Lanes fill up quickly for this popular community event. Register early. Secure your spot and take advantage of special prizes. Discounts for early registration. Save money by registering before that deadline. All proceeds benefit our charitable causes. Every dollar goes directly to supporting our community service missions. Online registration deadline, November 8, 2025. In-person registration available until November 15, 2025. How to register and get more information? Contact our tournament coordinator, Derek Michel, phone 913-433-6280. Registration available online through Eventbrite or in person. Recipes that will bowl you over. Peanut butter chocolate chip cookie parts. 2¼ cups all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon fine sea salt. 1/2 cup unsalted butter softened. 1/2 cup creamy peanut butter. 3¼ cup granulated sugar. 3¼ cup light brown sugar packed. 2 large eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1½ cups peanut butter chips, 1½ cups semi-sweet chocolate chips. Instructions. Preheat the oven at 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a 9 to 13 baking pan with parchment paper set aside. In a large bowl, stir together the flour, baking powder, and salt set aside. In the body of a stand mixer with a pedal attachment, or in a large bowl with an electric hand mixer, cream the batter with the peanut butter until smooth. Add the granulated and brown sugar to the bowl and stir it in until combined. Add the eggs one at a time until fully mixed in along with the vanilla. Add the flour a little at a time until fully mixed in. Add the peanut butter chips and chocolate chips. Stir until just combined. Press the cookie dough into the prepared baking pan. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean. Let cool completely, then lift the bars out using the parchment paper to help. Cut into bars and serve. Notes. If you like chewy bars with a gooey center, undercook these by about 5 minutes. You don't have to use 1/2 peanut butter chips and 1/2 chocolate chips. You can substitute all of one or the other if you prefer. If you are a fan of crunchy peanut butter, you can use it in place of the creamy peanut butter. Store in an airtight container at room temperature, not in the fridge, for up to 5 days. Freeze for up to 2 months. Peanut butter and jelly bars. 3 cups all-purpose flour, 1 cup granulated sugar, 1½ teaspoon baking powder, 1 cup 2 sticks butter softened, 2 large eggs beaten, 1 cup strawberry jam or individual preference, 1 bag 10 ounce peanut butter chips divided. Instructions. Preheat oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Prep a 13-inch pan with a thin layer of non-stick cooking spray. In a large mixing bowl, stir to combine flour, sugar, and baking powder. Using a pastry cutter or fork, cut in batter until the dough resembles coarse crumbs. Add egg. Stir until mixture is smooth. Press half of dough evenly into bottom of baking pan. Spread jelly evenly over the dough. Sprinkle with 1 cup of peanut butter chips. Crumble remaining dough on top. Bake for 30 to 35 minutes or until lightly golden brown. Remove from oven. Immediately sprinkle with remaining peanut butter chips. Pressing chips down slightly. Allow bars to cool fully before slicing and serving. Outlaw season schedule 2025-2026. SBBA Tournament, Hampton, Virginia, October 3rd to October 5th, Week 3, October 10th, Week 4, October 17th, Week 5, October 24th, Week 6, October 31st, Gatherton and Bake Sale, Week 7, November 7th, Week 8, November 14th, Mid-Year, November 21st, Thanksgiving, November 28th, Week 9, December 5th, Bowl December 12th if we have missed any days to this point, otherwise off. Holiday no bowling December 19, 26 or January 2, Week 10 January 9, MLK weekend no bowling January 16, Week 11 January 23rd, Week 12, January 30. Week 13, February 6. Week 14, February 13. Week 15, February 20. Week 16, February 27. Week 17, March 6. Week 18, March 13. Rowan Invitational in Winston-Salem anticipated to be March 21st. Week 19, March 27. April 3, Good Friday, no bowling, unless we miss more than one day since January. Week 20, April 10th. Week 21, April 17th. Makeup Week, April 24th. Outlaw Invitational tentatively May 2nd. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Yet, reading from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This program is now available at a podcast at our website ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.